He is his bungalow and down to the radio station.
First to the bungalow.
Dinner is being served, but Jane paces the living room studying hard.
Neil enters from the dining room. Listen.
Jane, how about your dinner?
Oh, don't bother me now, Neil. Can't you see I'm busy studying these questions and answers?
But Ace is getting upset about your not eating anything. He was coming out here to make you come in and eat. It's a good thing I beat him to it. If he'd have seen you in this list of questions...
Neil, do me a favor quick, will you?
What?
Hold this paper and see if I know them.
Not now, Jane. You're going to give the whole thing away. I came here tonight to have a laugh on those two and we listened to the program. Now, come on in and have some dinner.
Oh, wait just a minute. Ask me the first question. Go ahead and see if I know it. Ask me. Who was it who said I would rather be right than be president? And I say Henry Clay. Now, the second one is...
That's right, Jane, but look... You've had all day to study those. This is no time.
I want to be perfect, Neil. I'm even going to study them in a taxi going over there.
Now, don't pull this list out at the radio station. If you do, when they see you, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. Now, come on, Jane. Please, have some dinner.
I'm not hungry, Neil. How can I think about food? Oh, ask me some more questions. Go ahead, Neil. I think I've got them all, but I want to be sure.
Oh, Jane, you're a problem.
Give me the list. Here comes somebody.
What's going on, Jane?
Nothing, dear. I was just getting ready to leave.
Well, if I'd have known this radio thing was going to make a nervous wreck out of you so you couldn't even eat your dinner,
why? I'm not hungry. I had a very big lunch. I've got to go now, anyhow. I got my coat and hat here all ready to go.
Yeah, you're leaving already? Mm. Why, you haven't even had a bite to eat.
I tried to tell her, but she wouldn't. Well, this looks like a bad night for you, Jane. Not only you lose that bet you made me last night, but you also miss out on a meal.
Well, all I can say is, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, happy resort, I called it.
I already called a taxi. I wonder if he's here yet.
I'll go and see, Jane. Oh, a meal, a bet, and a taxi. A very bad night, Jane.
Oh, you shouldn't count my sheep this early, dear.
Oh, you mean before they're had?
That's just...
That's what I thought you meant. Jane, there's a cab out there now.
Oh, I'll be right there. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Good luck, Jane.
Oh, thanks, Marge.
That goes for me, too, Jane.
Oh, you don't mean it, because if you did, you wouldn't bet me.
Oh, I can be a sport. Anyhow, I can spot you good luck and still beat you.
Well, thanks, dear. Well, I'm off.
Yes.
Goodbye, Neil.
Don't lose the $25 prize on the way home.
Oh, I won't. I got the place all picked out in my bag where I'm going to put it. Don't forget to turn on the radio.
Forget? We wouldn't miss this for anything.
And there she goes. Poor Jane.
Well, it was her idea. Got the place picked out in her pocketbook where she's going to put the $25. Did you ever care of
Well, there's nothing like confidence.
I didn't get this bet business. What was that?
Oh, Jane very foolishly bet her husband she'd win the $25.
Yes. I'm going to give her an added $25 if she wins, and she's going to get along on half of her allowance if she loses. So she gets half an allowance this coming week.
Yes, if she loses, of course.
If she loses, are you kidding?
Well, no, I think you all underestimate Jane.
Oh, Nicky,
well, that's my opinion.
Oh, your opinion, huh? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't care to back that up with a few bucks?
No, I wouldn't take advantage of you.
Take advantage? I ought to take advantage of you, but if you insist.
Oh, no, Mr. Race, if you insist.
Well, it's up to you.
Make it easy on yourself.
Oh, are you serious? You want to bet something, too?
If you insist.
Oh, stop saying if you insist. Well, just forget about it.
I'll forget about it if you insist.
Well, will you stop saying if... Look, I'm trying to save you some money, but if you're going to make an issue out of it...
If you insist...
It's a bet. Anything.
Anything you say.
Put it up.
If you insist...
Will you stop? Anything. The sky's the limit.
Huh? Here you are. All I have. Let me see.
Get it up. Just put it up. Get it up.
15, 16 bucks.
Oh, Neil.
Let him alone. He asked for it. I've got to teach him a lesson, just as we do Jane.
I'd like to see the color of your money, Mr. A.
Well, yes. With pleasure. What a night this is going to be for me. Here you are. 5, 10, 15, 16. Now, hold this, Marge.
Oh, Mr. Moss, the sponsor was just asking for you. Said he wanted to see you before we went on the air tonight.
What now? He's always coming in just before we go on the air and making trouble.
Jiggers, here he comes.
Oh, well, hello there, Mr. Johnson. How are you?
I'm quite well. Now, look, old man, you've got to do something about these questions tonight.
Again? Well, you should make up your mind before this, Mr. Johnson. After all, you have this list of questions a week in advance all the time.
I know, but I've been out of town. These questions are entirely too easy. We've had too many complaints about that in the mail. You know that.
Well, they seem hard enough to me.
Well, they don't to me. You've got time. You've got millions of questions. You can change the list.
But not tonight.
Tonight, if you please.
All right. You're the boss, I guess. But I don't see what's so easy about these questions.
They seem tough enough to me.
Well, you're an announcer. Anything seems tough to you.
Yes? Well, Mr. Johnson, who was it said, I'd rather be right than be president?
Who was it? What?
I see. That's the first question on the list. Who was it said that?
Oh, that's a cinch. George M. Cohan. They're too easy.
George M. Cohan, Mr. Johnson.
I don't care to argue about it. Change the list.
Well, okay, you're the boss.
You bet I am. We're going to give 25 bucks away in these times. At least let's make them work for us.
Okay, okay. Well, now that we got the money up, there's nothing to do but sit back and relax and listen to this. Marge, how you come with that radio?
I'm getting it, I think.
Right on the dot. They ought to be on now.
Oh, here it is.
What a night this is for me.
What, where, when? Presenting for your entertainment and edification, a question mark program. And now we present Mr. Question Mark.
Is that loud enough for you, Mr. A?
Don't ask me. We want Neil to be comfortable. He's the one who's going to lose this bet.
Loud enough for me.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. And now we proceed at once to our contestants. First, please. Just step up here, please. What is your name?
Henry Clark. Jane
Hayes.
She
is.
Mrs.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. A is the first question on the list. What is a laparotomy operation?
Henry Clark.
I beg your pardon.
What did you ask me?
I said, what is a laparotomy operation?
Oh, I think you're asking the wrong question.
Well, that's at least $5 in my bet, yeah.
What was that question he asked her? I'm sure I don't know.
Hush, will you?
Once more, Mrs. A. Don't be nervous.
Answer that question.
Well, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm too dumbfounded to say.
Hey, please. Your name?
James J. Martin.
Mr. Martin, who was it said, speak softly and carry a big stick? You will go far.
Speak softly and carry a big stick. Was it Babe Ruth?
Wrong. Demerit Mark, Mr. Martin. It was Theodore Roosevelt. Let's step right along. Who's next?
I am. My name is Jack Trent.
Miss Trent, your question is, were on a ship and you heard three bells, what time would it be?
Well, three bells at 3 o'clock?
Wrong. I'm sorry. Three bells is 1:30, 5:30, or 9:30. Next. Oh, yes, this is it.
Now we'll see if that was an accident or not.
Quiet, eh?
Well, now, which unit of electricity was named after which man?
What?
Right. What? After James Watt.
Isn't that awful? She didn't say anything. Definitely
well,
wrong here.
Not with Jake. He's batting a
but
thousand.
She's not answering the question.
Yes, please. Step right up, please. Come on,
yes, sir.
Well, you're going to get your chance at another quotation.
I hope I do better.
I hope so. Who was it said, beware the eyes of Mars?
Oh, that's an easy one.
Yeah? Who was it said?
Oh, that's right. It wasn't Julius Caesar.
Wait a minute.
No, it
was
said
to him.
Well, Mr. Martin?
Just a minute now. It wasn't Caesar. It was somebody who said it to him.
Well, at least he isn't guessing or stumbling on answers.
Come on now. How about that being a good sport?
Well, she hasn't answered one question. She's just...
Next contestant, please. Trent?
Yes, sir?
If you were about to eat some eggs, which of these would you sprinkle over them? Chloride of lime, calcium chloride, or chloride of sodium?
Chloride of lime?
Oh, no. Not unless you wanted to get pretty sick. It's chloride of sodium, which is plain everyday salt. And over the merit mark, Mr. Trent. Next.
Here's Dan again.
If she doesn't answer this one, well,
if you answer this one, Mrs. Ace, you win first prize, and the other two contestants play it off the second.
Well, if you'll ask me the right questions.
We ask the right questions. You worry about the right answers. What is the expression used by the bailiff when he opens a court session?
Now, that isn't the right question.
What again?
Mrs. Ace, I'm asking the question. It's up to you to supply the answer.
But that's not one of the questions on...
Do you or do you not know the answer to that question?
Now we'll see who wins this bet, my friend.
Well, come, Mrs. Ace, we can't stand here all night. What is the expression used in opening a court session?
Well, I don't know where you found that question.
I found it all right. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yes?
Correct.
What?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Court what? Is now in session. That is the expression used in opening court.
Wow, that's no fair.
Well, I never in all my life.
Well, my friend, it looks like I collect a little bit.
Well, she doesn't know what she's talking
and
about.
Now, Mrs. Ace, I present you with this $25 award. Congratulations.
Oh.
Well, thank you.
Well, she can't do that.
Hello, dear. It was a tough fight. I'll be home early.
Oh, isn't that awful? She can't.
Well, if Jane wasn't smart enough to know the right answers, Mr. Ace is certainly a wiser man, though several dollars sadder. But more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.